Now, last week, we got an email into ray@rte.ie from a bride-to-be who wanted advice on how to stop biting her nails. We read it out on air. Huge reaction. More people bite their nails as adults than you would think. So we invited Dr. Joanna Fortune into studio. Joanna is a psychotherapist and author. Hello, Joanna.
Hello, Ray. Good to be here.
So you have the stats on nail biting. What are we talking
about?
Well,
it's estimated that as high as 30% of us will engage in nail biting at some point in our lives.
Like, right.
You know, in childhood, adolescence. And then for a lower percentage, it will linger into adulthood. And it's, with this email, that's what it sounded like. This isn't something that began in adulthood, but has continued into. And that's different because any of us, you know, we can develop habits. Good and bad. We try to make them good, but we're all prone to the bad as well from time to time. And it might be context specific. It fits with whatever's been going on in our life at a point in time. And when that context is addressed, the habit goes with
it. Right, okay.
So it's not that every habit we form is a lifelong one, but some of them are harder to break than others. And for some people,
yes,
they're harder
people.
To break
okay.
than others.
So bring us back to the beginning. Why would somebody start biting their nails in the first place as a child?
I mean, with children, we tend to see, I mean, the nail biting is very common. Nose picking is very common. And it's
Thumb sucking.
I've even had some toe sucking. Kids are just generally not grossed out by things that disgust us adults. They're just not. So they don't see the problem with it. For a lot of children, habits are transient. They do outgrow them and they're certainly not something to psychopathologize. It tends to be about trying to spot a pattern around them. You know, is there a time of day when they're more likely to do this? Is it when they're getting tired? Mm. Is it when they're understimulated or perhaps they've been overstimulated and they're too highly strung to wind themselves down and they use something like thumb sucking or nail biting as a form of regulation?
Soothing.
Exactly that.
I'm wondering, do they see somebody else do it, or why would you it in the first place?
It can start for like the most easy reasons, like you might have a little hangnail or
a little
loose cuticle, and so you start, what's that? And you start picking at it, and then you bite it, and then you go, okay, that's interesting. And now that's your new thing that you do.
Okay.
So it tends to be that. And like, habit formation isn't a negative thing, far from it. And the good news, I'll do the positive negative on it.
Yeah.
The good news is, if you can form a negative habit, you can form a positive habit.
Right.
You might need a little nudge and a little help, but you can do it.
So is it replacing a negative habit with a positive habit?
I mean, it often is. And for most of us, it will be enough. Like, I noticed in this email, there's a motivational factor. You know,
yes,
I'm getting married and I want beautiful nails for that. And so sometimes for many of us, that will be enough. That will be the motivational factor. We'll say, look, focus on the wedding. So I'm not focused on biting my nails, I'm focused on the wedding. And that can be enough to short circuit it.
Okay, before we get to the point where you're going to tell us maybe how to sort it out, I'm just interested to know if it is stress related, because I was, you know, off the top of my head, I was thinking that maybe it starts out as a stress response and then becomes a habit.
Yeah.
Or is that the case?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, repetition is how we learn, you know, and again, that's good and bad, because by repeating a behaviour, even if it's not in our interest, it can become a habit.
So the reason you started doing it in the first place may not be the reason you're doing it now.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So if you, and not all habits are underpinned by stress or anxiety, but some are. And for some of us, we'll notice that you might have a quirky habit and you know yourself, it's more exacerbated when you're in a time of stress in your life.
Right.
And you have that awareness. Like in this instance, if somebody is nail biting and it is underpinned by stress or anxiety, and this lady lists everything she's tried, by the way, you can try everything people will say to you, you know, the smelly nail polish or the really good nail polish or the manicures. You can do all of that. And actually what's underneath it still needs to be addressed, because what might happen is you address the nail biting, but without addressing the underlying anxiety, it will find its way out in a new symptom. And you may find, well, I sorted that, but now I'm doing this other behaviour.
I would imagine that all adults, well, most, if not all adults who nail bite don't want to do it.
I would say so
too.
I mean, for sure.
Okay,
yeah. And I think when it's chronic nail biting, it can have an obsessive compulsive quality to it. And we tend to see this with, I think there's even a word for it. I think it's, I'm going to say this wrong now, I'm sure, but onychophagia, which is like very chronic nail biting. So that when you get to the butt of the nail, you'll keep biting and it will affect the skin and everything around it as well.
That,
so that tends to be at a much more chronic level. And, you know, we would probably group that in with what we'd call, you know, body-focused repetitive behaviours. Okay. Obsessive hair pulling or skin picking would all fall in under that category. And that tends to be at what we call the over and above level. So you might need some therapeutic support, very likely, to be honest with you, to support you in breaking that.
Okay, so for people who are listening who want to kick the habit, and maybe it isn't as serious as you've described there.
Absolutely.
What do you suggest?
Well, first of all, be really aware that this isn't just something you don't want to do, because there are risks. You know, our hands are full of bacteria and dirt and you're putting them in your mouth. So this isn't just, it's socially unacceptable. It's not good for you. There's lots of things I like
they
to start.
They probably know that already.
At some level. Yeah, yes. I think it is that. Yeah, I know that, but I still, because it's the impulse, isn't it? It's that neurological craving. Do you know what? We do something that feels nice. So be honest with yourself. Is it soothing? And what could you replace the soothing quality with? Find something that's going to meet that need so that you're not denying yourself while trying to break it, because that's really hard to do. Mm. Try some entry level stuff at home. I think enlist a family member and you're going to say, look, I really need help with this. I'm probably going to fight you on it. I'm going to resist you on it, but I need help. If you see me doing it, distract me, redirect me, ask me to come do something. With children, I tend to say, do something with their hands, get their hands busy, hand stack, thumb wrestling, get them washing dishes with you, peeling veggies, get the hands busy.
Right. So you,
and it's that way.
Somebody to police your nail biting activity.
Yes, or support you in bringing awareness so that it doesn't become a row in the family. Yeah. Equally, you know, you could do things. Some people do find it useful to go for the manicure, because that long wearing nail polish, all of those, they're harder to bite through and you're less likely to do it. Some people go to the extreme of wearing gloves for a period of time, cotton gloves that will simply prohibit you getting access to your nail. And if you go enough time without doing it, that in itself can be a help in breaking the habit.
There's no definitive on this, is there? The length of time it takes to make it, you know, to create a habit or break a habit.
Get curious about what's underpinning it. Right. I think that, and if you're saying, no, I'm really calm and relaxed, I just like doing this, you may find these kind of overt behavioural responses and mechanisms are good and helpful in breaking the habit. If you're saying, no, this is because I have an anxious disposition, this is something I've done since childhood, and it peaks when I'm under pressure. I mean, no greater stress than to be planning a wedding. Mm-hmm. And you know this, then I would say you might need something like a behavioural therapy, like a form of psychotherapy that can help you to interweave that anxiety with narrative.
Okay, we've about a minute to go there. So what I was saying earlier on about replacing this behaviour with another behaviour.
Yeah.
What sort of things do you suggest there?
Well, I think it could be taking care of your nails. So instead of focused on, I don't want to bite my nails, you reframe that in your head with, I invest in taking care of my nails.
Right. Okay.
And you actually think about it differently. And I think it's just about keeping your hands busy, engaged. For some of us, stick them in your pocket, sit on them, sing a song in your head, start to finish, and you will not bite your nails till the song is done. Bring conscious awareness, and you know you're what you're trying to do. So support yourself.
So don't bite your nails mindlessly.
And that's often when it happens. So you want to bring awareness to it.
Hopefully that helped somebody, and in particular the lady who emailed in and is getting married later on in the year. Joanna Fortune, thanks so much for coming
My
in.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Cormac is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Here we are here.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.